Welcome to Shripad Nityananda Prabhu's most auspicious appearance day. We can never see Nityananda Prabhu separate from Mahaprabhu. And if we do, if you think you like Nityananda Prabhu more than Mahaprabhu or Mahaprabhu more than Nityananda Prabhu, you don't care both, there is a big grave offense. So we would like to start with this song, beautiful song Srila Prabhupada sing. Gauranga balite habe pulaka sarira hari hari balite na ayane babe nira. Gauranga balite habe pulaka sarira hari hari balite nayane babe nira. Gauranga কবে নিতাই চান্দে করুণা হইবে সংসার বাসনা মোর কবে তুচ্ছ হবে আর কবে আর কবে নিতাই চান্দের করুণা হইবে সংসার বাসনা মোর কবে তুচ্ছ হবে আর কবে বিষয় ছাড়িয়া কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মন কবে হা মোহে রব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন বিষয় বিষয় ছাড়িয়া কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মন কবে হাম হে রব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন বিষয় Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Yakuti Kambehama Hojaba Jugala Piriti Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Yakuti Kabehama Bhujaba Se Jugalakiti Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Morayasa Pratana Karaye Sada Narottam Dasa Rupa Raghunatha Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mara Asha Pratana Karaye Sada Narottam Dasa Rupa Raghunatha Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Jaya Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Nitahe, 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 Nitahe. Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev
Can you read the translation? So you read already. Good.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhraja Gacharya Vastuta Vishatra Sri Srimad Srila Bhai Chana Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON DVT Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Vedas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Samakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Navadvi Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Shripad Nityananda Prabhu's most auspicious appearance day Mahamahotsav Ki Jai. Nityananda Troyadashi Ki Jai. Ganga Maiya Jamuna Maiya Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Namatta program ki jai. Bhakti Bhiksha program ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ISKCON movement ki jai. Samavata Vaishnavinda ki jai. Nitai Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So first of all, I'm very grateful to Mother Mukya and Visakha Mata. One time, I think sometime back, maybe a couple of years, I was giving Sunday fifth class, but I prepared for like 3 hours for a 45-minute class, and I didn't know how to stop it. But they are so merciful, like a mother. They actually call me and guide me. Says, make a little note what you're going to speak and don't say anything else. So I made a little note today. I'm going to focus on that. Even if Krishna reminds in the mind, I'll say not today, not right now. Because everything Krishna claims, he reminds. Sarvesya chaham ridhi sannivishta. So I'm thankful to Mother Mukhya for guiding me as her son. Also, I'm very grateful to Srila Prabhupada that I'm sure you all are aware the many, we have a little WhatsApp group, like we have so many devotees from different temples and how they are celebrating all over the world. Today is the giant festival of Nityananda Prabhu because of Srila Prabhupada. I'm eternally grateful and thankful to Srila Prabhupada for that, the opportunity for all conditioned soul. I'm also very grateful to the ISKCON leaders that they are actually, doesn't matter what happened with their pandemic or whatever, they keep on going and pushing it, and they will not give up. So that's wonderful. I'm also very thankful to all of you that you took your precious time and participated in our morning program, and you would like to hear some glory of Nityananda Prabhu. So I beg all of you, please, bless me and pray for me so I can say something that will affect our consciousness, that transform from material to spiritual, that we can literally appreciate Prabhupada's gift and Nityananda Prabhu's gift. So with that note, there is no particular verse because there is too many verses glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. I could not decide which one is the higher. All of them are wonderful. So as I go along, I'll just quote few. I would like to read something that Srila Prabhupada spoke 1975, February 18 in Caracas. It affected me. Every time I hear, I feel like emotional little. So Sasarup Maharaj, very kindly, he mentioned this into Lilamrita. I'll just read it. It was late at night. For years, the devotee have been hoping Prabhupada would visit. Every year they heard he was coming, but every year he did not. But now he had come. In the temple, conchal sounded, and the kirtan was uproarious. Because of the government restriction, the devotees had not publicized Prabhupada's arrival, which did not seem to matter, since the temple was more crowded than ever before. With dozens of guests, a reporter, television news crew with bright floodlights and cameras. The devotees many of them from other countries in South America, and the guests, friends, seekers and curious filled every inch of the floor space. Srila Prabhupada sat down. He beheld the two golden forms of Gaur Nithai deity and spoke of their mercy. "You are very fortunate," he said. "Those two Prabhus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, are present with us tonight. Seeing so many devotees and seeing Gaur Nithai presiding from their simple altar, Srila Prabhupada was most impressed and moved by their mercy. They had come to this distant place, Venezuela. Prabhupada was deeply touched at how they had extended their mercy to the whole world." Tears glided down his cheeks and his voice broke. The devotees became wonderstruck, appreciating Prabhupada's vision of the two deities on the altar. Prabhupada was not thinking that he was in South America with some Spanish-speaking people, but he was seeing his beloved Lord and feeling how they are delivering love of Godhead to the fallen souls. Seeing Prabhupada's tears and hearing his choked voice, the people themselves became thrilled to behold genuine transcendental ecstasy. Although the deity, the temple, and the devotees had only become manifest through Prabhupada's preaching, the fact that they were all here, flourishing before he had ever come, moved him to a visible ecstasy of love as the servant of the Lord. He was awed by the potency of Gaur Nithai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I would like, if you are free, your hand is free, you can fold your hand and just pray to Nityananda Prabhu. There are few special verses, just I would like to say some. These are from Chaitanya Charitamrita. One verse is, we can just repeat after me. Nityanandam aham naomi.
Nityanandam aham naomi.
Sarvananda karam param. Hari nama pradam devam. Abhaduta siramanim. I bow down to the Supreme Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is awarder of the highest joy to all, the bestower of the holy name, and crest jewels of all Paramahansa mendicants. There's another verse. If you ever wonder, how do I really understand? Understand means you examine and comprehend Nityananda Tattva or Gaura Tattva. This is a beautiful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, chapter 5, first verse. So please also repeat after me. This is wonderful. Bande Ananta Adbhuta.
Bande Ananta Adbhuta.
Aisharjam.
Sri
Nityanandam Isharam. Jaisya Ichchaya. Tat Sarupam. Agyena. Api Nirupayet. Let me offer my obeisances. This is Srila Prabhupada's translation. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Even a fool. So I feel good about it, because I consider myself. So it's beautiful purport gate. The whole chapter is all about Nityananda Prabhu. And believe or not, due to Bira Krishna Goswami Maharaj, we do Chaitanya Charitamrita every evening with Bira Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Because of his mercy, actually we read all these chapters. Otherwise, one sloka has a 17 pages purport Prabhupada gate. That's probably the biggest one. I always like escape from that fifth chapter. So I appreciate and thanks to Maharaj for that. So I'll pick few paragraphs. In his book Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur tries his utmost desire the greatness and magnanimity of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Then he says, in such a modest and broad way, I am appealing to the people at large. I am touching and holding their feet, putting to them, please turn and appreciate the magnanimity and great gift of Gaura Nitai. It is for your benefit. Please accept this. No matter what class of sinner you are or what filthy position you are in, you please try to come and connect with Gaura Nityananda. You will be blessed and all your hankering will be fulfilled. Do it. It will be for your benefit. But after so much fervent appeal to earnestly request you all to appreciate Gaura and Nityananda. If anyone still wants to criticize and blame Nityananda and Gauranga, then I want to kick his head. This is also a peculiar sentiment that may come in the heart of a devotee. And how to explain it? So many superficial critics have said, Kaviraj Goswami has appealed in such a modest way, but this Vrindavan Das has such vanity. His vanity is so great, he is so proud that he wants to kick those who don't have a faith in Gaura Nityananda. His attitude is most impertinent. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So recently I made a few questions. Every festival I just make a few questions, send it to our friends, especially to those WhatsApp group. Who is Nityananda Prabhu? There are several questions. So you can also participate if you have, I'm sure you do. You all know, probably more than me. But few I found very attractive. Who is Nityananda Prabhu? To meditate today. That he is the topmost servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the only access to get the Mahaprabhu's mercy. And without Mahaprabhu's mercy, never can get Radha Krishna's mercy easily, maybe after a million life. He is the original Balaram. In other words, it's not that Balaram became Nitai in one sense, you can say. But actually when magnanimity you add with Balaram, that is Nityananda Prabhu. They are not different. But magnanimity has to be added with Balaram, then you see Nityananda Prabhu. Because Balaram has a saying like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, might is right to settle the quarrel. You know, he didn't join the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Balaram didn't join. Krishna came by himself. But because Balaram thought, I can just finish all this demon in one moment, one shot of club. So why you need all this big battle? But Krishna has his own way. And Srila Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion put a very attractive sentence. He says, why somebody would go to the battlefield with a newly wedding dress? As Krishna dressed so beautifully, Prabhupada said, because his name is Natabara. Natabara Bapu means, at least in India, a man most gorgeously dressed only one time in his life, on his wedding day. So Prabhupada writes that Krishna is so attractive there that he dressed so beautifully. Why? Because to attract those souls when they leave their body in the battlefield, they have access to see Krishna. And Prabhupada says, very interestingly, he says, this is something we can practice. This is in 3rd Canto, 2nd chapter. 6 verse, Prabhupada gives this definition. That even when our subtle body dissolves, if you don't say anything to Krishna, then you will merge. I got scared. Then Prabhupada said, those who appreciated, they went to Vaikuntha. And those who appreciated and started glorifying and fell in love with Krishna, they went to Golok Vrindavan. So mothers and Prabhus, you decide how you want to glorify Krishna. Your destination, actually you making your own destination. More we glorify Prabhupada and Krishna, we will be there. Why do we read chant Panchatattva name before we Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Please read chapter 7 Adilila. We just finished the whole chapter. Prabhupada repeated at least to me 3 times that if you want to see the impact in your chanting, you must chant Panchatattva name before you chant Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada repeated 3 times at least, I found. So this is very important. Now, Murari Gupta, the first biographer of Mahaprabhu, he in his karcha or diary, he writes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is a 5 shelter. Panchatattva is a 5 shelter called ashray. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a rasa ashray. Nityananda Prabhu is a prema ashray. Gadadhar Prabhu is a bhava ashray. Sivas Pandit is a Shuddha Nam ashray. Advaita Acharya is a Pancharatrik Vidhi ashray. And if you look at our day-to-day life in ISKCON, this is exactly what we do. Maybe we are aware, maybe we are not, but Prabhupada introduced these 5 shelters we have. So first shelter, Mahaprabhu is Rasa Ashray. What does that mean? We live for love. We want the pleasure seeking by nature, the soul, Prabhupada says, Jiva Sukhanisi, the verse in the purport Prabhupada repeated, Jiva Sukhanisi, pleasure seeking by nature. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the reservoir of all pleasure. So that's one. Second is, but to have the access, Nityananda Prabhu has the key. And that Nityananda Prabhu is Prabhupada, his own man. In other words, by taking shelter of Prabhupada, we have a Nityananda Prabhu's shelter. Without Nityananda Prabhu, nobody can approach Mahaprabhu for ultimate goal. Third is, Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, he established this Pancharatri Vidhi shelter, the simple way how to attract the Lord and how to please Him. He did by himself with Shalogram Shila and Tulasi, Ganges water, and the Lord was happy. That how Advaita Acharya actually made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was resting in Golok Vrindavan on a milk ocean, the Kshir Samudra is in between Radhakund and Samkund in spiritual world. This is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying down. This is why Navadvip is. Here is a facsimile, Prabhupada said, replica. But in Golok Vrindavan, between Radhakund and Samkund is Navadvip, where Mahaprabhu was lying down. Advaita Acharya was very merciful. He is seeing the suffering of this conditioned soul. He says, if I cannot bring him, Karaimo Krishna Nayana Gochar, Tabeta Advaita Nam Krishna Rakinka. This is a very heavy verse, Chaitanya Bhagavat explained. That if I don't bring Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu to give Krishna consciousness to all, I'm going to destroy this universe. Of course, I'm speaking very softly, well, loudly, but softly. But Advaita Acharya was roaringly saying, and while Mahaprabhu was lying down, resting, he immediately, his bed started shaking. He said, coming down, don't do anything. Don't break the universe. Don't destroy. So we owe to Advaita Acharya for that. And Gadadhar Prabhu. Gadadhar Prabhu is a bhava ashray. When you offer someone something, even your day-to-day life, the person you are offering, if the person sees that you are smiling, you are happy to offer that, then it creates the appetite, you know, like a reciprocation. When we offer things, by chanting, by offering anything, we need a favorable mood. Where this favorable mood will come from? Radharani, Gadadhar Prabhu. That's why Gadadhar Prabhu is bhava ashray. And last one is, Sivas Thakur. Now, you know, if you want to go to get a visa for India, like Prabhupada, Kirtidas Prabhu told me one story that how Prabhupada had a big argument with this embassy and then came out, and then Prabhupada said, I can do it, I'm an old man, but you cannot do it. It was very sweet. But Prabhupada could do. But if you have somebody in the embassy working there, to get a visa is easier because he will tell you all the secret, how it's going. You know, you feel a little comfortable. We want to have that access of ultimate goal, Krishna Prem. When you think of Sivas Thakur's position, he is the biggest traveling preacher. And then Prabhupada, he's Narad Muni. That Sivas Thakur, Prabhupada says, origin of all Jivatattva. So we have a rightful claim because Sivas Thakur is there. And he's going to allow all of us to enter there. This is so sweet. These are the meditation of the Panchatattva. We can think. I'm just a little nervous trying to finish those pastime. Maybe I still collected too many. But I'll just say, as Nityananda Prabhu, a beautiful pastime, that while he appeared, Ekachakragram, I just like this. Is it okay? Yeah. I would like to see the audience. Thank you. That Ekachakragram, when Nityananda Prabhu appeared, you know, when 12 years old, a sannyasi came and took him. You know why 12 years? Because his father, Vasudev Maharaj, who came as a Harai Pandit, he missed 12 years in Krishna Lila. So Nityananda Prabhu is fulfilling, giving 12 years completely to his parents, while he drowned them into ecstasy of raising a child, such a loving. Then of course that sannyasi came. Just if you didn't catch everything, just you can ask me later. I'm trying to at least put some story before time runs out. That one sannyasi came and he was speaking about Harikatha whole night. And Harai Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu's parents, they were so much joyful, and all the villagers. Then at the end, like Mangalarti time, he said, okay, we have to stop now. So every villager went back to their home. Harai Pandit was so happy. He says, can I give you something? I would like to, you came all the way. First night you gave so much Krishna consciousness, we don't even know, but I like to serve you. He said, will you give if I ask you something? Yes! That's how grihasthas, they speak to the sannyasis or generally. So then Harai Pandit says, sure, anything you ask. He said, when I'm traveling alone, I don't have any assistant to help me anything. I would like to take your son, train him up for brahmacharya. Harai Pandit felt like a knife stabbed his heart, because he is so dear to his heart and his wife's heart and the whole villagers. But what can he do? He remembers something that made him to do it. I'm just putting some puzzles so you can fit those stories. He was immediately thinking, I already promised this sadhu that I'll give. But then he remembers that in pastimes of Dasharath, when Dasharath Maharaj conquered 10 directions, Dasha means 10, Dasharath. So that time Vishwamitra Muni came. Vishwamitra Muni says to Dasharath that, oh king, I have a big problem. These witches, they disturbing our Jagna. I want Ram and Lakshman to come. And they are so dear to Dasharath. He said, why you want them? I can go and kill for you. He said, no, I want your both son, Ram and Lakshman. So Dasharath was crying, and then Guru Vaishishtha, he said, it's okay, he's powerful like me. You can let them go. I give you guarantee, I'm your guru. So Dasharath gave Ram and Lakshman. So Vishwamitra left. After a few minutes he came, and he put his trident, he said, you try to cheat me, or I will destroy your kingdom. And everybody is shocked. Where is this cheating idea coming from? Actually, he didn't give Ram and Lakshman. He gave Bharat and Shatrughna. Because he was so attached to Ram, he cannot separate. So Vasishtha said, what did he do? Because they all look so adorable, you know, all four brothers. So then Vasishtha said, don't ever do this, give Ram and Lakshman. Now how did he test it? Because every personality has a personal preference of their heroic, like Krishna has, Ram has. So Vishwamitra would ask him, okay, we are in a junction, the road split. This way I can go to our ashram, it will take 3 days, and this way it will take only 1 day, but there is too many demons and witches on the road. What should we do? And those two first say, oh Guru, why we need to disturb? We'll go to this route. Say, come back. He went. Because he knows, even though he never spoke to Ram in this life, but he knows Ram will never say like this. So same question he asked in this split junction. So Ram, now this is a shortcut to go to my ashram, and this is a long road, 3 days and 1 day. But there is too many challenges. What should we do? Ram folded hand, said, you give us the training and give us the mantra, by your mercy we'll destroy all of them. He said, yes, that's Ram, let's go. So when Vishwamitra took, but when he returned, Ram and Lakshman returned back to Ayodhya, what happened? They brought the most fortunate. What was that? Mother Sita. Ram got married in that tour and came back. So Harai Pandit remembers. He said, okay, he's a great sadhu. If you promise to Prabhupada or if you promise to great devotee something, please obey, do it. Even is the biggest challenge. Because at the end, you get the most fortunate, you become the most fortunate. You get the most good fortune that you could never got otherwise. So this way, when Lord Nityananda Prabhu left, now people woke up from their sleep later, and Harai Pandit, just by seeing that his son is leaving, he fainted. And after some time, both mother and father got up and they started crying. All the brahmanas, they didn't know what happened. Last night was so good, they came back, they heard this depressed news. Nityananda Prabhu, by his mercy, his name was Kubera, by the way. Nityananda Prabhu became later. His name was Kubera. Then he made such a personal touch from heart to heart. All those boys, all those brahmanas, parents, everyone, that everybody felt like their life is gone from their body. As a result, they drowned into ecstasy. So much so that some brahmana is telling to Nityananda Prabhu's father, I have a son. If that sannyasi wants a son, he can take my son. I don't mind. But I cannot feel, I cannot bear the separation from this boy Kuber. Everyone cried and cried and cried. Within few months, all those great devotees departed from this world to spiritual world because of that separation. Nityananda Prabhu has only one business, to take you back home, back to Godhead. You know, Prabhupada asked that question to his disciple. He didn't go to temple in Mauritius. He gave a class under the tree. And Srila Prabhupada says that Guru comes to take you back home, back to Godhead. So that's Guru's duty. What is the duty of disciple? And they were giving some answer, 16 rounds, 4 equality principle. But at the end, this Maharaj, Chavan Rishi, he passed away. He was a sannyasi. He said, he was there. Prabhupada said, disciple also has to be one with the Guru's desire. Okay, Prabhupada has come to take me home. I want to go home. No other desire. Prabhupada wants me to become Krishna conscious, I'll become Krishna conscious, no other. Then you are one with Guru. All the empowerment will come. So Nityananda Prabhu, he left and he traveled. He came to a place, was very interesting, Pandharpur. Right now we have a huge temple. Pandharpur is one of the big temples of ISKCON right now. That's wonderful. That Loknath Maharaj and a lot of devotees. Every day they do big preaching, actually. Maharashtra was one of the biggest book distributors last year. I mean, Christmas time. It was 400,000 Bhagavad Gita. That was like a lot of Bhagavad Gita. So, when Nityananda Prabhu came there, he was not well known by anyone. And that was the place where Balaram also came. You know who gave, in our Guru Parampara, who brought Krishna Prem? We generally say Mahaprabhu, but he didn't bring. Who brought? Very good. Madhavendra Puri. How did he get? So this story gives the story. I mean, give the link. So Nityananda Prabhu came, because he is the Adi Guru. Everything has to come from Balaram Nitai. So he went there. He asked the brahmacharis, can I stay overnight? So they had no idea, but they saw such a beautiful... Nityananda Prabhu had a very confusing to the public, because his eyes, his feature is too attractive. But he had a mendicant dress, you know, it like doesn't match. You know, you're rich, but why you dress like a mendicant? They could not put together most of the time. So they allowed him to stay. Lakshmipati, Madhavendra Puri's guru, was actually had this temple. So he came. When he came, and he had a different kind of ecstatic feeling, and he didn't know what is causing him such a jubilation. First time in his life. So he asked the disciple, if something happened to the temple or the deities, am I missing something? He said, no, Guru Maharaj. He said, why am I feeling so happy? I never felt, I was happy, but not as much happy like this. He said, Gurudev, you are advanced, that's why. You know, typical disciple answer. He said, no, this is not me. It's something. Somebody has come. He said, no. Because he was a mendicant, nobody even thought it is important that Nityananda Prabhu is there in a guest house. So at the middle of the night, as they all went to sleep, this Lakshmipati, Madhavendra Puri's guru, he could not fall asleep. Because happiness is like overwhelming. And he's praying, oh Balaram, you came to this spot in Dwapara Yuga. You must be giving me some inspiration. I'm feeling so attracted to you, to your deity. Something must be, I don't know what it is. Prabhu, I'm so happy. And then he started singing, and he's also worried that disciples should not see it, so he locked the door. Then all of a sudden, Balaram appeared. And then when Balaram appeared, now in Bhaktiratnakar it says that the Guru Lakshmipati, he asked also the disciple, anybody ever came? He said, well, there is one mendicant. So then he also went to search and see that. So actually happened that Balaram actually appeared, that Nityananda Prabhu actually took the form of Balaram. He didn't see. So Balaram appeared, and this is his first time face to face seeing Balaram. So he fell and he started crying and giving all these wonderful glorious prayers. Balaram was very happy. He said, I have come to give you a special mantra. Ananga Manjari, who is a Radharani's younger sister, serving Radha Krishna's supreme act. That manifests, Balaram says, I'm going to give you most confidential mantra. Tomorrow you will see a mendicant comes in your temple and give him the mantra. So, okay. So he gave the mantra. So then he left, he disappeared, and Lakshmipati just down into ecstasy, could not fall asleep. Then morning came, he went outside. Was it a dream or was it real? No, it was real. Balaram came. I'm still feeling so happy. Then all of a sudden in the mist of the road, he sees some mendicant is coming. Looks like exactly what Balaram explained. That was actually Nityananda Prabhu. He left the guest house, but he's coming on the road again. So he said, he's looking, but he was not sure if it is the same mendicant or somebody else. Then Nityananda Prabhu came nearby. Aren't you supposed to give me the mantra? Oh, you are the... Yes. So then let's do it before anybody wakes up. So Lakshmipati gave the mantra. Then Madhavendra Puri got this from Lakshmipati. And later on, they met in Vrindavan. where Madhavendra Puri initiated Nityananda Prabhu with the same mantra. Does it familiar? Anybody is familiar with this type of story? Mahaprabhu. How did Mahaprabhu took sannyas? From Mayavadi? No. He gave the mantra to Keshav Bharati and he said, I had a dream. He said, yeah, I also had a dream. This is the mantra. You please chant. Yatan sastaya paratmanista adhasitam purvatamerish maharshivi. Oh, sorry, this is for sannyasi mantra, not for everybody. But it's okay, it's in Bhagavatam, I mean, you can dream. So when he quoted this mantra, then Keshav Bharati said, yes, 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 same mantra, same mantra. So he, did he get Mayavadi mantra or Vaishnava mantra? Vaishnava mantra. So like this, very similar, very interesting. Nityananda Prabhu, then he traveled. All of a sudden when he went to Vrindavan, he's looking for Kanai, his brother. Where is my brother? Every temple he goes, he sees that altar is empty. Then he called out, Kanai, Kanai, where are you? Then the rumble sound came. He's in Navadvip. So Nityananda Prabhu came to Navadvip. I'm just escaping many other pastimes. Beautiful. When he came to Navadvip, you know he was hiding in Nandanacharya's house. Yes? Something we can learn. Mahaprabhu said, last night I had a dream. A divine personality appeared in a big chariot. And then he gave the beautiful description how he looks so gorgeous. And he asked, where is Nimai? Where is, which house is Nimai? You know, he's asking. So I know that personality is in Navadvip. Please go find. Do you know who he sent, Mahaprabhu? Srivas Thakur. Who is Srivas Thakur? Narad Muni. Who is Narad Muni? He is the biggest traveling preacher. He knows every part of this universe creation. Who else was sent? Haridas Thakur. Who is Haridas Thakur? Brahmaji. Brahmaji, he created everything in this world. Who will know more than Narada and Brahma to find where to find what to find? Who will know? More than them? Not possible. So when Mahaprabhu sent them, they travel all over Navadvip, could not find. Why? Question come, why? The Brahma cannot find, Narad Muni cannot find, then who can find? That's why I love this when Prabhupada quote this verse so many times in his lecture. We should memorize that verse. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. That it is by the mercy of Krishna one gets Guru. And by the mercy of Guru one gets Krishna. It's a beautiful purport Prabhupada gave that because it is, even you can be Brahma, but you cannot find Guru. So then Mahaprabhu himself said, I will take you and show you. And then of course Mahaprabhu took them. And actually Nityananda Prabhu had a wonderful explanation that their meeting was so wonderful. Because of the time, I'm going to jump into another pastime, something relevant to our life. Nityananda Prabhu, after he came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he started his movement after he got initiated. I love the way Radhanath Maharaj says. He said Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that you can study and all these things. Unless you have a guru, you don't have a spiritual life. So Nimai was a very, you know, unchallengeable person with a logic, reasoning. Nobody can defeat. Even Raghunath told, Raghunath was crying, and then Nimai says, why are you crying? He said, because you are such a great scholar. I wanted to prove that I am the best logician, but never possible in this life. Mahaprabhu said, don't worry, bring your logic. Let's go for a boat ride. So they went on a boat ride. In the boat, he said, recite it. He said, I'm scared. Can I hear your first? When Mahaprabhu said, he started crying again. Oh my God, your logic is so high. My book is useless. I want to drown into this Ganges. My life is doomed. Mahaprabhu says, from today, I'll never use any more logic. That was the last Nimai's defeat. That was the last with Raghunath. Just to make Raghunath. And unfortunately, Indian scholars, today, they follow this Raghunath philosophy, which Mahaprabhu rejected. So then Mahaprabhu After that, he went to Gaya and you know he took some initiation. And after he came, then he was getting counsel by his guru. And of course, Ishwarpuri knew him because Ishwarpuri came to Navadvip before. So he knew that he is a very scholar. So then, when Ishwarpuri gave blessings, Mahaprabhu says that I know a lot of Shastra, a lot of this, what should I do? That's the famous verse Prabhupada also quote. Kiva mantra dilagusai. Na murkha tumi tumar nahiko vedanta adhikar. Krishna mantra jabogiya ei mantra sar. You are fool at the lotus feet of your guru. You do not have any right to study Vedanta. You should just go on chanting. So he went on chanting. When he finished the chanting, he started seeing some symptom coming. It's conflicting in him. So he came. He said, Kiba mantra dilagusai, kiba tar phal, japite japite mantra, koilo pagal. Gurudev, what kind of mantra you gave? I became mad after chanting. I'm crying, rolling on the ground. I don't know what's going on. Ishwarpuri smiled. Very good. It's working. Oh, this is how it works? Yes. So Mahaprabhu was very wonderfully experienced that. And of course, many pastime in Kanai Natsala, one place in Barahanagar, if you go there, you can see till today they have a wonderful diorama, what Mahaprabhu experienced. It's a beautiful, long story. So Mahaprabhu from there, he came to Navadvip. Then one time, Mahaprabhu, I'm going to give one little story of Goridas Pandit. Goridas Pandit was a Subal Sakha in his previous pastime. So there Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu came. Then Goridas Pandit, they had a whole episode how he will not let Gaur Nitai leave. He said, then Mahaprabhu said, look, we have come down, we have appeared here just to deliver those people. We have to do preaching. We cannot just stay in your house for you to serve. He said, but I cannot, I will kill myself. He said, okay, let's do a deity. So they made a deity, just same size. So there was a big kirtan going on. The kirtan went like such a high level. The Goridas Pandit, just imagine yourself, you worshipping Gaur Nitai deity, and there is a Gaur Nitai in the kirtan party. So one Gaur Nitai in the kirtan party, and they are duplicate. You don't know which one, because it's actually they switch. So then all of a sudden, Gaur Nitai jumped from the altars, joining with other Gaur Nitai. And can you imagine, just you offering the incense and then the deity left and they join in there. And Goridas say, hey, whom am I going to worship? So he started chasing and then he got lost. Which Gaur Nitai was in the altar and which Gaur Nitai in the kirtan? So it was such a wonderful that after chasing, of course, Gaur Nitai finally went there. As they say, there is a story of Hridayananda Prabhu, one of his disciples on Gaur Purnima festival. He was such a wonderful devotee that Mahaprabhu, seeing Goridas Pandit chasing, he could not hide anywhere, so he entered into the heart of that disciple. So his name changed, Hridayananda to Hriday Chaitanya. So this way, Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu started beautifully traveling everywhere and preaching. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in early days, in 80s, we used to hear some pastimes of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, mystical experience. I remember Jananivas Prabhu, when he came here, he also mentioned that story. I remember it was such a fascinating. From one Prabhupada's godbrother, Bharati Maharaj, he was a cook. Middle of the night, he saw Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur coming down from the stairs. And this disciple, he thought, oh, middle of the night, where my Guru Maharaj is going, Prabhupada. So he followed. And after a little while, he started hearing sound of kirtan. Tumultuous sound, such a sound as if like millions of people are doing kirtan. So at one point he fainted. He could not even hold on to that vision of hearing the sound. It was such a sweet. So then after some time he noticed that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur just turning back. The next day Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked, "Have you seen Gaur Nithai? They still come every day." And Prabhupada quoted the same verse. Ardhapadi se lila kare gaur arai, kono kono bhagyavan jeev dekhibare pai. Till today, this pastime of Gaur Nithai preaching is going on. Those who are very fortunate can see that. So we hopefully we can become fortunate. So then, I remember Jayaprataka Maharaj's wonderful explaining the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu. And one time in the class, few things I just cannot forget it. One time one devotee asked Jayaprataka Maharaj, "How do you get the mercy of Nithai? You are explaining so nice." And can you imagine what he answered? He says, "How can you escape from Nityananda Prabhu, from his mercy?" Means you don't have to do anything, just hang around with the devotees. Just appreciate the devotees, serve the devotees. Don't look for happiness. Serve the Vaishnava, serve the deity is more important than looking for happiness. Because happiness, if you're looking for happiness, you may be diverted. But if you're looking for service, you will be stick and you will get that happiness. So there is a key point Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur mentioned that. I'm also going to mention, because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Prabhupada gave a big purport about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who glorified Nityananda Prabhu so much. But I was thinking, what is the key point? What is the bullet point Nityananda Prabhu, Krishnadas Kaviraj has, where the turning point that he got the mercy, he became the candidate, and before he didn't see it? Something we can relevant to our life. If we see somebody is criticizing a Vaishnava, we should do one of the four things. Be compassionate and try to pacify that person with a new, proper understanding that this is not good too. Or invite a senior devotee who can actually remove the doubts or whatever the mentality he has. And if you cannot do any of this, you are not qualified, you feel, then run away. Do not hear this criticism. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, when his brother, Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport, I was reading that, when his brother was criticizing Nityananda Prabhu, he loves Mahaprabhu. You know, sometimes, I'm being honest to you, I also felt like I'm attracted to Mahaprabhu, not as much as Nityananda Prabhu. It's like a kind of like we separate a little bit. It's a wrong idea. And you read it there in fifth chapter, how Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu should be respected equally. You have to adore. So when Shyamdas, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother, was criticizing Minaketan Ramdas, who is directly Nityananda Prabhu's expansion, and he was not favorable to Nityananda Prabhu, he doesn't care. He cares only Mahaprabhu. Then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he felt very disturbed. Oh my God, how can I hear this offensive and still I'm surviving? What to do, what to do? So he was crying and crying and crying and crying in his room. Nityananda Prabhu appeared at middle of the night in his dream. Hare Hare Krishnadas, na kariyo bhoy, Vrindavane jaha, sarva siddhi labha hoy. Do not worry. All your good fortune is in Vrindavan, go there. And in the morning, something like we think also, something, you know, when you think of surrender, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is thinking, last night I had a dream. Nityananda Prabhu told me to go to Vrindavan. Who will take care of my family? What I'll do there? I mean, how am I going to live there? Any house, any money, or any way? He thought all those. But then he took this instruction of Nityananda Prabhu. I understand all these things require survival. He gave Nityananda Prabhu's instruction so priority that he went to Vrindavan. And you know the history. What did he get fortune? He got the most genius, merciful Goswamis in Vrindavan gave him association. He got Madan Mohan deity's blessing, devotee's blessing. All this good fortune came to his life because he followed the instruction of his guru, Nityananda Prabhu. If we do the same thing with Prabhupada, we will experience also same. Of course, those things also require, you know, our other necessary, but we should give the priority of Prabhupada's instruction above all the other requirement. Okay, 10 more minutes. There is a beautiful pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami. And you all know those pastimes because Raghunath Das Goswami is a one personality. Prabhupada said he is the acharya of ultimate goal of life. Rupa Goswami Pad is the acharya of abhideya, how to obtain the goal of life. And Sanatan Goswami is the acharya of sambandha gyan. So three acharya Prabhupada gives in the purport. So Raghunath Das Goswami's life, if we look at it, he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, didn't he, in Santipur? Yes. Did he submit to Mahaprabhu? Yes. But he didn't get mercy. So even if we go to Krishna, sometime, you know, I also thought, if I just have a mercy of Krishna, then I don't need anybody's mercy. You know, mind thinks like this. But it is a wrong idea. Please read that chapter again. We need Prabhupada's mercy more than Krishna's mercy. Because when Prabhupada's mercy comes, Krishna's mercy follows. Raghunath Das Goswami went there and Mahaprabhu said, those verses are different. Achirat Krishna tumai kariven uddhar. Don't be a madman. You want to get the mercy of me. Mahaprabhu told him just like this. Go back home. Don't be crazy. You behave how others expect you to behave. Have a proper etiquette. Develop Krishna consciousness inside. Outside, perform your duty as your family needed. And then slowly, slowly, as Krishna sees your intense desire to serve him, he will arrange. But Raghunath Das Goswami thought, I met Mahaprabhu, what more you want? Can you imagine? But Mahaprabhu says, no. So he was depressed at the same time, jubilant. So he was meditating on it, until Nityananda Prabhu came in Panihati. We also have a big temple, Ishkan has a big temple there, you can live there. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj has a big project there also. And they are doing it wonderful. So then Nityananda Prabhu gave him blessing and then he got Mahaprabhu's mercy. These are something we can learn and apply in our life. Pleasing Prabhupada is more important than pleasing Krishna right now. Because Krishna's mercy follows there. Okay. Do you know who knows that Balaram is Nitai? There are few. Madhav Swachi proved Nityananda Prabhu as a god, like many pastimes. One short pastime because of the time. That one time when Nityananda Prabhu was 34 years old. We don't follow everything Nityananda Prabhu did, we follow his teachings. He came naked, you know, 34 years old young man. Because they have a 3 stages of experiencing spiritual ecstasy. Called Antardasa, Antar Bhajya Dasa, Bhajya Dasa. Antar Dasa, sometimes Nityananda Prabhu is inner world, he is not aware that you have to have a, you know, private part covered and all this. He is not aware. It's not like he is showing like, oh, I am naked, I mean sadhu. Not like this. And that's why Mahaprabhu seeing this, oh, why you are acting like this, you came. So Mahaprabhu immediately covered him. And Mahaprabhu gave a coping of Nityananda Prabhu to everybody. If you want to control, well, I'm not going to promote, but in my bead bag I have a coping from this Gornitai. They have a, I mean you have to buy a new one, then they can give you the old one. If you want to control the sense enjoyment, Mahaprabhu gave everybody a little part of that cloth and he distributed. So Nityananda Prabhu came and Mother Swachi fell in love with Nityananda Prabhu because he reminds of her oldest son who left for sannyas. One day, Nityananda Prabhu was saying, I'm a little hungry. Some other Sachi said, oh, you know what, I made 5 sundaes. You can have this. So she gave. So Nityananda Prabhu took 1 sundaes in the mouth and 4 throw it outside. Mother Suchi said, why did you do that? Now how are you going to eat? Oh, don't worry, Mata. You want those back? She doesn't know what to say because these are all there. So she goes to her room and there is a 1 plate with 5 sundaes. She's thinking, how did this come? Then she went back to him. He has another 4 sundaes he's eating. How did it appear to his hand? And another set in there. It's a mystical. You know, it's a very mystical. So Nityananda Prabhu was very wonderfully explaining that this Krishna consciousness distribution to everywhere. Now I'm going to, because of the time, I'm going to say Srila Prabhupada, by the way, in case, everybody knows Jananivas Prabhu? I'm sure more or less. You know Jananivas Prabhu, today is also Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's appearance day, was very interesting. The Jananivas Prabhu was painting Jagannath deity in Rajapur. And after he could not finish, so there was a little party going on. So they invited him, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's. But then, when he do service, he have to actually keep it in a complete state. So he went there and he forgot to come back to finish Jagannath's painting. So in the morning, they didn't see Jananivas Prabhu woke up. But his bed is like about 1.5 to 2 feet above the floor. It's not too high. But they found him, the bleeding, and he was lying on the floor. So later on, of course, they took care of him. And later on, they mentioned that at night, this Nityananda Prabhu Balaram came and gave a slap. One thing in the pastime of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's nice. But what about in our life? Can we have that mercy, access of Mahaprabhu? Yes, Nityananda Prabhu, yes. So then they revealed that Balaram actually slapped Jananivas Prabhu. Pundarik Vidyanidhi also got, but that's in the pastime. We are not eligible, but we can be eligible now. I will end with this, that Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada is directly representative of Nityananda Prabhu. How? You can hear the Tamal Krishna Maharaj's lecture. I'm going to say about, I'm just going to read it. Pushkar Prabhu very kindly, he sent it to me. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj says, Prabhupada had a disciple, Chaita Guru. Maybe I'll paraphrase quick. Chaita Guru Prabhu, I don't know if any one of you know. Chaita Guru Prabhu, he was some or other not so aligned with everything, with the devotional principle. So he was kind of like a practicing but not seriously. So then he would take Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj in the car. He would drive to different places. Then after a little while, he said to Tamal Krishna Maharaj that he will do his on his own way. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj didn't like it and then he left. Actually, he started his own. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj went to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, we have to send the letter to the life members that this devotee of us, he is no more with us and he has his own. So then life member, they will not give him donation or any help. Then Prabhupada says, no, I cannot do that. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, why? He said, because I cannot do that. And then on the third time when he says, because you do not know, there is no end of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Now it became worse. After some time, Prabhupada, he came back. And Prabhupada was right, he came back. And he surrendered, he cried. And then Prabhupada gave him sannyas. He took sannyas, then after a little while, he again, some or other, fell down. Then again Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, this time it's too much. He just went and collects so much money, Prabhupada, you have to send the letter. And Prabhupada says, no, I can never do this, because there is never end of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we got the mercy of Prabhupada. And I'm fortunate to be in that contact that Prabhupada will never give up delivering us. So I'm just going to play this 1 minute recording of Prabhupada. Please listen.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind. Parama Karuna Pahudvijana. Two lords. Nitai Gaura Chandra. Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are very kind. They have appeared just to reclaim the fallen souls of this age. So, they are more kind than Krishna. Krishna, he is also very kind. He comes to deliver. But Krishna demands the first of all surrender. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not demand surrender. He is so kind. So, take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be happy. Thank you.
Chai.
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāi, Śrīla Nityānanda Prabhu ki jāi,
Gaura Prabhānande Hari ki jāi. He just learned, collect so much money, Prabhupāda, you have to send the letter. And Prabhupāda says, no, I can never do this.
What was that?
Thank you.